Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
President Trump, Andrew and Tristan Tate landed in Florida today on a private jet after being released from custody in Romania. They are accused rapists, human traffickers, not thought of as good people.
All right, everybody. This is getting weirder and weirder, and it seems like the Trump family is more involved in the Andrew and Tristan Tate situation than any of us could have imagined. Less than a day after Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami and are due to be extradited to the United Kingdom over rape charges, sex trafficking charges, and child pornography charges, less than one day after, we already have a lot of new clips and recordings and old dug-up tweets that connect the Trump family to Andrew Tate. But it's worse than that. The Trump family, Donald Trump, mainly Barron Trump, and it seems like some of the Trump sons, were surgically helping Andrew Tate evade any sort of responsibility. There is reporting that shows that the Trump family bailed out the Tate brothers, and they are now being charged with child pornography, rape, and sex trafficking. These are the types of people that the Trump family uses their power to help. On screen now is the video that went very viral yesterday. I already made an entire video about Andrew Tate, about the awful clothes that he has on. Somebody commented that any adult man who wears loafers with no socks should be arrested on site anyways. I thought that was a funny comment. In an otherwise dark story, if you appreciate these videos and you appreciate these updates, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're going to walk you through everything. Just for a quick reminder, Andrew and Tristan Tate are two manosphere influencers who have given advice to millions of young men to treat women in disgusting ways. And I guess it reflects in their own personal behavior, their crimes, their alleged child pornography, rape, and sex trafficking charges that they've admitted to on camera. They've admitted to these things on camera in the past, so it was only a matter of time. Yet the Trump family still defended them. Andrew Tate even said in 2024, about 2 years ago, after he was being investigated originally, that he's very close with the Trump family. I know them well, he says. I spoke to Barron. Even Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Alina Haba, said she was a big fan of Andrew Tate. Watch these clips right here.
And I'm very close to the Trump family. I know them well, and I spoke to Barron after the incident, and I look forward to, once I am free, being with Donald Trump in person and reminding him that he's a bulletproof badass.
Oh my God. I guess they do have a lot in common. This is the type of people that... These are the types of people that the Trump family uses their power and connections to help lift up and evade responsibility.
This is the attorney for President Trump, somebody who has been a fighter for the America First Party. Her name is Alina Haba, and she joins us live right now.
Hey.
Hello, Alina.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Well, nice to meet you.
Formal charges against Andrew Tate include rape, human trafficking,
trafficking of minors, sexual intercourse with a minor.
And Alina Haba said she was a big fan of Andrew Tate. For some more context, Lev Parnas posted this thread that I thought was rather brilliant. It's a breakdown of how Andrew and Tristan Tate spent their days before getting arrested. Again, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We live and we breathe on independent media, getting these stories out, breaking this news, fighting back against this right-wing lunacy that is infesting our algorithm. So again, subscribe below. This says, Andrew and Tristan Tate spent the days before their arrest partying in Washington, D.C. as guests of a man named Paolo Zampoli, Donald Trump's U.S. Special Envoy for Global Partnerships and a longtime friend of Trump and Melania. Zampoli is the former modeling executive who says he brought Melania to the United States and introduced her to Donald Trump. His name has also surfaced repeatedly in reporting surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's modeling world connections. And there's more. Zampoli previously acknowledged contacting a senior ICE official about Amanda Ungaro, the mother of his child, during a bitter custody dispute. She was later taken into immigration custody and deported, although Zampoli denies that he asked ICE to detain her. Now that we learned that Tate brothers, facing rape and sex trafficking charges in Britain, were being welcomed and entertained in Washington by a Trump admin envoy shortly before they were arrested, this raises some very serious questions. Who invited them? Who did they meet with? And why were they being embraced by someone so close to Trump's inner circle? Not even just his inner circle. His own son is close with this guy.
And I'm very close to the Trump family. I know them well. And I spoke to Barron after the incident, and I look forward to, once I am free, being with Donald Trump in person and reminding him that he's a bulletproof vest.
The people that you use your power to protect, I feel like it says a lot about you. It reflects poorly on you when the Trump family is constantly helping out anybody in the Epstein files, helping out people like Matt Gaetz. Trump was going to make Matt Gaetz our attorney general. Remember, he tried to do that. Same thing with Andrew and Tristan Tate. They have reportedly directly helped Andrew and Tristan Tate. As a side note, this story is also going viral. Tulsi Gabbard's brother charged after allegedly trying to lure children to Waikiki hotel room. This is effing insane. Bharati Gabbard, 55, was charged with second-degree custodial interference after the July 12th stranger danger incident at Waikiki hotel pool, according to police. Honolulu police allege that Gabbard, not Tulsi, but Gabbard's brother, Bharati Gabbard, approached several children, including a 9-year-old boy, asked for their names, wrote them in a notebook, and offered them money and gum if they would accompany him to his hotel room. Lord have mercy. Let's go back to the Andrew and Tristan Tate situation because it's getting worse and worse. Here's a breakdown by Bedfordshire Police. I think this is a really good breakdown of all of the charges.
I'm Assistant Chief Constable Karina Thomas, lead for the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit. In 2024, the CPS authorised 21 charges against Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate following our investigation into allegations of sexual offences dating back to 2012. Following the initial charges being authorised, we have continued to investigate further offences reported to both Bedfordshire Police and Hertfordshire Constabulary. As a result, 38 new charges in total have now been authorised against Andrew and Tristan Tate, bringing the total number of charges faced to 59. The charges relate to 7 victims spanning a period from 2010 to 2017. Our officers have worked closely with the CPS and both national and international law enforcement agencies as part of this complex investigation. I can now confirm that officers from the United States have arrested both Andrew and Tristan Tate in relation to this matter, and they are being detained pending ongoing legal proceedings. We understand the interest that this case will generate, but we would urge the public not to speculate and to allow the legal process to be carried out correctly.
Of course, all of the MAGA Andrew Tate supporters are already out trying to defend him, but it's interesting. I found a bunch of tweets that Andrew Tate had sent, kind of just connecting himself to the Trump admin. The Tates will be free, he said in 2025. The Tates will be free. Trump is the president. The good old days are back and they will be better than ever. What are the good old days? What Tulsi Gabbard's brother and what the Tate brothers are doing? Is that the good old days in their mind? There's also the fact that Andrew and Tristan Tate did an interview with one of Donald Trump's cabinet members just days before they were arrested. Totally bizarre interview, says Karen Piper, where a serial rapist and child pornographer chats with Trump's special envoy about the wonders of Uzbekistan. And it's Andrew Tate, ex-Paolo Zampoli, the same person we were talking about in the Lev Parnas post. And they're just like chopping it up like they're friendly. Trump admin officials chopping it up with Andrew Tate. You might as well have Epstein himself there at this point if you're just going to be doing this. To continue, Andrew Tate just posted 2 minutes ago, the UK can try, but it can't actually stop me from tweeting. He's just a despicable douchebag who's always going to be trying to generate attention. But it's weird how close he is to the entire Trump administration.
Hey.
Hello, Alina.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm a fan. You're the one saving Trump. You're doing more important work than me.
America, not just Trump. And I agree with everything you just said. And I think that you're... anger is the same that President Trump has for our country. And the time is now for us to stop being wimps. I think that's exactly the right sentiment. And I also have to say that I sympathize with you because I think you go through a lot of the same, show me the person, I'll find the crime, that President Trump has gone through. And
wow, what an absolutely shitty lawyer, or shitty prosecutor, if she's going to be saying that Andrew Tate is just, you know, being persecuted. And this is what these right-wingers do. They try to play into this narrative that they're being persecuted by the government, the matrix, the deep states. Well, it's Republicans in power. The entire Trump admin is in power. It's not the deep state anymore. See, Andrew Tate said Trump was not supposed to win the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He was not meant to be the president of the USA. Elon Musk was not supposed to champion free speech. Elon Musk was meant to bow down to the U.S. deep state interests. And then he said, I was not supposed to go as viral as I did. He sends this long, borderline manic post where he's basically saying that he's the Matrix is trying to come down on him. Dude, you quite literally have raped, abused, hurt, entrapped women. A lot of the allegations that initially came out said that he would lure women to Romania under the guise of falling in love with them. He would fall in love with them, he would buy them things, lure them there, then steal their passport and make them do camera sex work repeatedly and not let them leave, and then actually take about 70% of the cut, but he told them he was only taking 30% of the cut. I'm pretty sure that's just being a scammer, stealing, and very illegal. So he has this weird persecution complex. But it's weird because the Trump administration was the same admin that actually helped him get out of trouble in 2025. You're not being cooked by the Matrix. You're being helped by the deep state. The deep state is helping the Tate brothers, and the deep state is the Trump admin. Listen to this. Days before Donald J. Trump's return to the White House, Andrew Tate got some good news. Mr. Tate and his brother Tristan, swaggering influencers in the so-called manosphere, had been under criminal investigation in Romania since 2022, accused of coercing women into pornography. Andrew was also accused of rape and having sex with and beating a 15-year-old. The brothers, American and British citizens, had been barred from leaving Romania while prosecutors built their case. Now, in a January 14 text message, Mr. Tate indicated that help was on the way. Quote, I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, Mr. Tate wrote to someone close to him in a message reviewed by the New York Times. I've been told I'll be free soon, but Trump needs to see me in Miami, he said. The next month, an extraordinary order came down from the highest levels of the Romanian government, a Times investigation found. The prosecutors were told to find a compromise with the Tates. Despite their misgivings, they lifted the travel restrictions, a move that Romania's prime minister thought would appease the Trump administration. Wow. The Trump admin used their direct personal power in order to get Barron Trump's sex trafficking, raping friend out of trouble. We're massively back, a grinning Tate announced in a video recorded for his followers on February 27th as a private plane whisked the brothers to Florida. Their arrival in the United States opened a rare rift among conservatives and raised suspicions over whether the White House had intervened. The Times found that support from the admin had played a crucial role. Andrew Tate has been warping and distorting and poisoning the minds of young people all across this country, and Barron Trump is somebody who apparently helped this. Andrew also nurtured relationships with Donald Trump Jr. and his younger brother Barron, as we heard earlier on in the video.
Spoke to Barron after the incident.
So he spoke to Barron, this is about a year or two back, after being originally investigated. What is happening here? Like father, like son, both Barron Trump and Donald Trump want to help cover up for sex trafficking pimps and weirdos. After Trump's re-elections, some of Tate's supporters ascended into the new administration, like Richard Grenell. People were lobbying for Donald Trump to help him, and it looks like he did. I want to play for you this final video of Andrew Tate caught on video, you know, saying some disgusting things. And this is likely going to get this YouTube video suppressed or demonetized. It doesn't matter. This is worth spreading. It's worth showing you. Listen to this.
Am I a bad person? Because the more you didn't like it, the more I enjoyed it. I loved how much you hated it. Turn me on. Why am I like that? Why?
Whilst we were having sex, he put his hand on my throat and strangled me until I lost consciousness. But he was still having sex with me when I kind of came back around again.
I am one of the most dangerous men on this planet. Sometimes you forget exactly how lucky you were to get by me.
All right, that's enough. This dude is clearly an ego narcissist, and I'm glad that he has been arrested. You know what's interesting? I found this clip of Donald Trump meeting with the United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer about a year back and talking to him, and then he gets asked about the Tate brothers in this clip.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to keep that one.
You're going to keep that one.
President Trump, Andrew and Tristan Tate landed in Florida today on a private jet after being released from custody in Romania. They are accused rapists, human traffickers, not thought of as good people in many circles. Did your administration pressure the Romanian government to release them? And if so, why?
I know nothing about that. I don't know. You're saying he's on a plane right now?
He's back. They already picked.
Yeah, I just know nothing about it. We'll check it out. We'll let you know.
Just like Donald Trump knows nothing about the pardons he signed for CZ, the founder of Binance, like he knows nothing about the 3,000 stocks trades that have been made in his name since the beginning of this year, perfectly lining up with certain announcements that he makes on his Truth Social. It's all despicable. It's very clearly coordinated, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We live and breathe on independent media all day, every day, and we can't do it without y'all. So subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.